The following program is sponsored by Bell and Pollock PC. Welcome to Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. Attorneys Gary Bell and Brad Pollock are ready to work for you. Reach Gary, Brad, and their team at championsofthepeople.com or by calling 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900.
Good morning, Colorado. Here we go. Y'all ready for this? The Bell and Pollock Legal Show, the only show of its kind. Gary Bell and Brad Pollock, we've been doing this show to teach you and educate you about insurance matters and injury subjects. And why do we do it? Because we've learned over the years that you need the information to fight the insurance company. They try to fight you. They have their own strategies. We've told you that. They have their own legal game plans. You should have your own legal game plan. You should have your own strategy and strategies to beat the insurance company. And where do you get it? You can get it right at Bell and Pollock. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. You can also go to our website. Our website is championsofthepeople.com. That's easy to find, championsofthepeople.com. It's got all of our information there. We even have buttons there on the homepage that you can hit the button to listen to what you need to know before you talk to the adjuster the very first time. And believe me, you need to know what you're doing. So all this information that we compile, that we put in our six books on our website, championsofthepeople.com, they're free. All this information, we do it for you. We do it so that you have a level playing field with these insurance companies. Don't ever think that when you're talking to an insurance adjuster that they just threw somebody on the phone that wasn't trained, who didn't know what they were doing. Don't ever think that. Don't ever assume that. Don't ever assume they're on your side because they're not on your side. We've preached this, and we still preach it to this day. We have people come in our office every week, and then we ask them, did you talk to the adjuster? Yes, I did. Well, what did they say? Well, they said, I needed to sign a release. Did you sign the release? Yes. No, you shouldn't sign the release. Did you talk to them and give a recorded statement? Yes. Why? Well, because I was calling them to get my car fixed. So what questions can they ask you about your injuries that has anything to do with getting your car fixed? Nothing. And we teach this all the time. And then Brad and I have learned over the years, we've been doing this over 35 years. We do injury cases all over the state of Colorado, all four corners and in between, 303-795-5900. We learned over the years that when people come to see us, they just don't have the information. They were taken advantage of. So it's easy to get the information. All you have to do is call us, Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. We have years of experience we can put to work for you. We can give you a free initial consultation. We can give you a free legal game plan. 303-795-5900. Okay, today, what are we talking about today? You got an injured human. What happened to the human part of this formula when you settle cases with insurance companies? So, really, it's the injured human versus the insurance maze. So, Brad, let's talk with our typical scenario. You know, let's explain to everybody how liability insurance works, and then we can get into the human factor and how you value human injuries.
It's important to understand how liability insurance works. Without knowing what's happening, you can find yourself in a big hole that you don't understand. We've stated many times that you want to watch out. When you see some of these commercials, you see some of these ads by lawyers where they say, you know, you should be calling us from the site of the accident or scene of the accident, or you should be calling us immediately, or while you're en route to the hospital or at the hospital, or they act like that anyway. You should be calling us immediately. You know, we should be your first call. Well, I'm not so sure the lawyer should be the first call in an accident. If you want to know what to do, we have lawyer packets. In information packets that we'll give you free. All you got to do is email us, and we'll send you packets free that you can look right in there and see. And if you're able to make the call to a lawyer while you're at the scene of the accident, then you can just look at the packet and see what you need to do. But you need to understand what's happening in the insurance part of this. And the insurance part is twofold when the liability insurance kicks in. One part of the liability insurance is going to kick in to take care of your car and to fix your car. And that liability insurance, as Gary said just a few minutes ago, there's no need for certain questions to be asked of you when we're trying to do your car. They may, you know, they're talking about how are you, but they're not talking about how's the car. And by the way, they don't really need to take a recorded statement from you. They can simply get the car repaired and take care of that situation for you. So, you know, there's no reason for an adjuster to go any further than that and to put you in a situation where you're giving away information that you haven't had a chance to think about. So that's the first thing. Now there's this liability insurance where the other side, the person who caused the crash, should have insurance. Now, Gary and I have talked about it, where I think it's over 25% or very close to 25% of the people out there don't have insurance. So don't just assume it. And that's a whole nother part that we can get into, why you should have uninsured motorist coverage. But if the other side, the person who caused the crash, has insurance, then you want to know what their liability insurance is. And that's the adjuster you really don't want to talk to, and you shouldn't give a recorded statement to until such time as you've had an opportunity to speak with a lawyer and discuss what's going to happen and put some conditions on the recorded interview.
You can put conditions on them. If you have any questions, you can call us right now. If you've been injured, you can call us right now. 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900. It doesn't get any easier than that. Look, if you meet with us, we give you a free initial consultation. It's a significant, meaningful consultation. It's not just, hi, how are you? What's your case? Here's our paperwork. You know, and we don't send an investigator out to meet with you to sign our paperwork up. You meet with a licensed attorney, one that actually cares, and you get a free legal game plan. So 303-795-5900, our website, championsofthepeople.com. It's there for you. All right, so we just lined it up. You got a typical scenario of a car accident. So somebody's at fault. Maybe they ran a red light. They hit you. They've got liability insurance. So what we're talking about today, yeah, we've talked about liability insurance. Yeah, we've talked about UIM, underinsured motorist coverage. Yeah, we've covered that in detail. And if you still have questions, you can call us anytime. But what we're talking about is, how do they value these cases? And you're going to be surprised to find out that your value as a human, your value of what's sometimes called non-economic damages and losses, your value of your dreams, your hopes, the way you were living your life, your quality of living of life, where does that come into these insurance formulas? Well, basically, you might be surprised it doesn't. Or if it does, it comes in very, very little. So there's a way to fight this. There's a way to win the war. It is a war, though. You must understand it's a war. 303-795-5900. All right, you're going to get your eyes open today, because when we talk to you about how these insurance companies value claims, you don't know that. You're not trained in this area. And behind the scenes, they have their little computer. Well, not little. They have their big computer programs. They have programs called Colossus. And we're going to talk to you about that today. But, Brad, it's not just a matter of seeing how it's affected the person and the person's family and the person's connections and the person's life. They want to know about your medical bills. And then what do they do with your medical bills? Let's just say your medical bills are $10,000. Then how do they start to value this type of case?
There's so many tricks that can be played by the adjuster when they're dealing with you on your medical bills that it's almost disgusting that all the different tricks they thought. Sometimes I think these people must just be sitting around in round tables trying to figure out how they can fool you, or what tricks they can do, or what their next trick might be, so they can take advantage of what's going on. And some of the tricks are very, very, very sly. You know, one of the things is they'll tell you, well, we need to get your medical records so that we can determine what bills we should be paying, what bills we shouldn't be paying. Stop and think about that. Just that alone. When you're doing it, and we're going to have a break coming over, so maybe you can think about it during the break. But when you stop and think, wait a minute, I'm driving along just fine. I get into a crash, and next thing you know, they're telling me they need to see my medical records to say whether or not that trip in the ambulance to the emergency room is something they should be paying. Really? Or they're saying, wait, yesterday I woke up, I went to work, and I did fine the day before I did. So last week I've woken up and done fine. And then your insured crashed into me, and I had to go to the doctor the next day or a few days later. And you need to get my medical records from years ago to see if they have something to do with, or to see if they're the reason I'm going to the hospital. or I'm going to the doctor? Really? That's a trick. Now, you know, another one they like to do, Gary, is they like to say, well, we'll just pay your medical bills for you. And send them over and we'll pay your medical bills. Let us step in and take care of it. Or sometimes they'll say, let your med pay take care of it, and then we'll take care of it. No, you don't let them do that. You don't let them do that at all. You should be in charge of your medical bills. You should be in charge of what gets paid. Yes, you may have to go to the doctor or the hospital and make some kind of arrangement or do some kind of deal and make sure they're going to get paid and have them wait to get payment till you can get your case done. And you don't want to tell the hospital or the doctor and give them the right to negotiate directly with you, with the insurance company that just hurt you. You don't want to do that.
And one more time, where does the human element come into this? Well, we want to know about your medical bills. We want to see your medical records in the ambulance. And then they always say to you something like, well, you didn't tell the EMTs that you lost consciousness. You didn't tell them you were hurting in your shoulder. Yes, I did. Well, it's not in the record, so you must not have. So you must be making that up, right? No, I'm not making it up. I told everybody everything. But they didn't put it in the record, so it must not be there. That's how those insurance companies start. That's just a small tip of the iceberg on how they go after you subtly, but they've got their own game plan. You need your own game plan, right? Gary Bell, Brad Pollack, our law firm is Bell and Pollack. We are injury attorneys. We're here for you, 303-795-5900, 795-5900. I bet you before you started listening to the show, you didn't know that your ambulance records were going to be used against you. And what you said to the EMTs or what they wrote down or didn't write down is going to be used against you. Bell and Pollack, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back.
It's Mandy Connell, and it's time for Your Legal Minute, brought to you by my friends at Bell and Pollack. Listen to their show right here on KOA every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollack. We are injury attorneys. This is Your Legal Minute. Today, we're talking about MedPay. What is MedPay, by the way? MedPay is on your own car insurance policy. It's there to pay your medical bills in case you're injured in a car crash, a collision. It's there to pay your medical bills, your reasonable and necessary medical bills, and they pay your medical bills regardless of fault. Therefore, you want your med pay as high as you can afford, by the highest limits you can get. We say this all the time. And by the way, if the accident is not your fault and you recover money from the at-fault party, then you don't have to pay the med pay back. That's how important this is. Gary Bell, Bell and Pollack, champions of the people. Give us a call. We'll help you.
Bell and Pollack. Find them online at championsofthepeople.com.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollack Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollack have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Welcome back. Fasten your seatbelt. Here we go. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack. Guess what? We've got years of experience to put to work for you. Guess what? We'll give you a free initial consultation and a meaningful one. Not just one that we say, not one that we just give lip service to. Where you understand what you need to do and you understand what's going to happen in the situation and the case. Wouldn't that be refreshing? As opposed to, come see me, I've got millions of dollars of verdicts, sign my paperwork, goodbye. 303-795-5900. You know, we do other radio shows also. We do a whole variety of radio shows, but they're all injury shows except for our show on Saturday morning at KHOW. So on the AM dial, 6:30 AM, 7 o'clock in the morning. That's KHOW, 7 o'clock in the morning. It's a live one-hour call-in show, and on that show, we do it as a community service. So you can call us on any legal subject. How refreshing is that? It's not a political show. It's a legal show. They have to be legal questions, right? And you can call us, and then we do a variety of injury shows in the mountain areas, down south, east, west, north, all over. And we've been doing it for years, and we keep saying why, so you can have the information that you need, right? And so right before the break, we were talking about the fact that you're in this accident, you go on an ambulance ride, and then the insurance company wants your ambulance records, and they want to say, well, you didn't put this in the records, and you didn't even write the records, you didn't even complete the records. They weren't your records. And by the way, how many people, when you get injured, you've been to the doctor, let's say, for 2 months, 3 months treating. How many people actually go get an order, copy of the records, and see what the doctor put down? Or you're having therapy and see what the therapist put down? I would say nobody does that. And the insurance company does it, and then they try to use the records against you. So today our subject, our theme, is how do they really value cases? And that, and we're showing you right now. They try to tear down your case. And then where does the human part of this come into play, Brad? Let's talk a little bit about these computer programs that they use, and they try to use the ICD codes and the diagnosis of the doctors, and you got to word it just right so it fits into the computer program, or you don't get a value assigned to your injury.
It's the practice of the insurance companies that needs to be identified. And it's hard to get this across to people at times. And I don't mean to sound condescending. It's just hard to get across to people that insurance companies really don't care about people. They care about dollars and cents, and they care about the bottom line. And when we start discussing it and we start trying to get it figured out, it's pretty clear. Because when you talk about it, you see these commercials from the different insurance companies where they talk about the people and they talk about what's going on, you know, and they talk about how that, you know, we covered it and we're covering it and we'll pay for it and we'll pay for this and we'll pay for that and here's what we've got and, you know, but the bottom line is they don't care about the person. They're not doing that. How do you know that? Because look what they use as their indicators and their factors in trying to decide how they're going to resolve the case. And the indicators and factors they use are ones that have nothing to do with and really don't explore what has happened to you. In the last analysis, they look at certain things, and those last analyses are, first of all, they look at the dollars and cents on the medical bills. They always discount them. Then they look at those. And the other thing they do is they take you as a normal person and how this injury would apply to the person, the fictitious person that they put into their computers. And once they decide that fictitious person they've put into the computers and they decide how it would affect them, they go about their business and they make their offers to you, and there's no moving them off. They don't want to talk to you after that.
Where is the human? Where are you in your family, your life, your work structure, your enjoyment, your pastime, your activities, your hobbies, your work ethic, your life, your family, your children, your spouse, your significant other? Where are you in this formula? You're not in the formula. It's like putting a computer picture in front of you and the picture's gone because you're not there. What is there? What takes the place of you and your picture and your life and your family and your enjoyment and the passion you have in your life and the values that you have? I don't see those in any of these computer programs. I don't see entries for that. I see them looking, as Brad just said, well, how much are your medical bills? Well, they were $10,000. Okay. The insurance company said, well, let's start there. Then we're going to discount them down to $6,000 just because. Our computer program says we should. And some of these computer programs, one of the most famous ones called Colossus, was developed by that Australian company, McKinsey and Company. And they are designed to do what? Designed to do what? Come on. They're designed to lower the value of your claim. You don't know what the program says. You don't know how it adjusts it. You don't know anything. You can give us a call anytime at 303-795-5900, the 795-5900, our website, championsofthepeople.com, because we are champions of the people, and we do champion people's causes and claims and injury claims, and we have for years, and we can help you. But where is the human in this? Just show me in these computer programs. It's like a humdrum default situation. It defaults to your medical bills. When does it ever default to you? When do they ever find out about how this has affected you? And if you tell them, and if your attorney tells them, do they even really care? How do you make them care? There's many ways to do it. You can come to Bell and Pollock. We can show you. We can help you. 303-795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. So, Brad, so we deal with these computer programs all the time, but there's ways to fight it because you've got to present your client's picture. You've got to present your client's life. You got to present how your client was and how this affected and changed your client's life.
Well, you darn well should. If you're not doing it, you should be doing it, and you need to learn about your client. You need to have some time with your client. You need to be able to understand what your client's about. You need to have documents that your client's going to fill out to be able to teach you what it does to their life. It's funny, too, because you see so often cases, and you see attorneys and how they're handling cases and how they're just running you in and running out. They're not really listening. But, you know, most clients, when I have them come in and they start talking to me, they'll talk about the crash and they'll talk about their pain. And I'd have to say, really, the majority of them start talking about how it is affecting them before they even talk about how much they think it's good, the bills are from the hospital, how much the bills are from the doctors. They start talking about how it's affecting them. Oh, I had this happen to me, and because of that, I can't go to work, or I can't sleep at night, or when I roll over, it hurts, or when I'm trying to do things around the house, or when I'm trying to do things with my kids, it's causing this problem, that problem. And yet, the what is normally the first thing that I get told about by the client is the last thing the insurance company wants to talk about. And of course, when they get in trial, they try and focus everything away from that personal element. They try and focus everything away from saying there's a person sitting over there that they're talking about, because they don't want to talk about the person over there that's going to go through the next 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 30 years, or through the rest of their life with these problems on a day in, day out basis. That's not what they want to talk about. They want to talk about, well, look at these medical bills, and then let's do everything based on the medical bills. Well, you know, sometimes the greatest injury or the most significant injury is going to have the least amount of medical bills. But you have to determine the human factor.
So we're teaching you today exactly how they approach it. You know, we can't cover every avenue. You can call us anytime, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. We're here for you, championsofthepeople.com. We are the champions of the people. We do all these radio shows and give you all this information so that you're educated. You know, we have a saying at Bell and Pollock, we educate and advocate. And we do that for you and your family. And I tell you what, you need to have an attorney that listens to you, because the insurance company is not going to listen to you. They're going to look at your records. They're going to look at your medical bills. They're not going to listen. You have to have an attorney that actually cares and listens. You know, and it reminds me of a book, and I know I'm going to get the title messed up. I know I am. I was just thinking about it a minute ago. But there was a book called, it was about children, and it was something about, you know, how to listen so your children speak and how to talk so your children will listen. Maybe I did get it right. I don't know. It doesn't matter. You need an attorney like that, right? One that's passionate about you, cares about you. 303-795-5900. So when the insurance company starts to make this vicious attack and they start to use these computer programs, Brad, you got to bring in the human element, because the human element, you just said the key thing. What do the people say when they come into our office? They don't start talking about their medical bills. They don't sit and say, hey, you know, Brad, I had $9,000 in medical bills. What do they say?
They say, this is how it's affected me. And so many times, I think really you have lawyers who just pass right by it, who don't talk about it. And let me tell you something. It's very hard in dealing with the adjusters and with the defense attorneys. Try talking to them. You know, I was talking to one just the other day after the deposition of my client. My client was in terrible shape as far as what the effect was that it did to his body or did to his life and how it affected his life. And I'm looking at him going, this case is worth more than you people have offered. And his statement to me was, not according to the bills. Not according to the bills. Well, you just sat and watched him go through his deposition. You watched what it does to him. But your statement is, well, that's nice, but that's not the way our insurance companies look at things.
Right. So, you know, you pick up on your life. What happened to your life? What happened to your leisure activities? Where are your dreams, your hopes, your aspirations in life? What happened to them? 303-795-5900. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, our website, championsofthepeople.com. All of our 6 books are there free. You can download an e-copy, or you can get a hard copy by calling our law firm. Bell and Pollock, Champions of the People. We'll be right back.